another thing I think is really important, I guess I got two more parts to this. One of them, I think, another thing I think is really important, especially, I guess there's three more parts, especially for people who are just starting, is to first, you know, I got this from you, that one of the most important things we can do is decolonize our minds. Yeah. And so I'm going to just say that and then leave it to you to talk about it, since you were the one who taught me about that, actually. Another thing we can do is, it's really hard to fight the whole culture by yourself, and so it can be really helpful to find other people. The way I always say this is that I don't want to revisit Civilization is Bad 101 every time I open my mouth. So it's really important to try to find, I don't want to say community, because that makes it sound like I have to live with them or something, but, you know, find comrades, or find, what's the word, find community, find other people.
Affinity.
That when you say that fish are changing gender in the Platte, South Platte, that they don't go, so what? That go, okay, so what are we going to do about it? And then the third thing I think is really important, one of the reasons I can be so prolific now is because I spent most of my 20s figuring out who I am and getting grounded and getting a real, and really fully recognizing that I'm not the one who's crazy, the culture's crazy. And once again, finding out who I am and finding my place and finding what my gifts are, and then I could really dive into them. So I spent a lot of my 20s actually not doing that much. No, that's not true. That's not from a production standpoint. I spent a lot of my 20s listening to Rivers.
I'm going to respond to that one, and then we'll drag you in kicking and screaming. I think there's a piece here. He just cited me. Now, I could go to Philip Deere. I could go to Fool's Crow. I can go to Matthew King. And I probably will before the evening's over, but I'm going to just go another direction because that's sort of what we decided we'd do, go kind of unexpected directions, perhaps. So I'm going to work off a German exchange student in France in 1968 by the name of Danny Combendé, who taught me this one, although it's a much older kind of slogan, but it goes to the decolonize your mind notion. And it goes like this: be realistic, demand the impossible. You demand anything less and then compromise that, you're going to end up where you don't want to be. But also, and this is what's really fundamentally important about that statement, is if you allow that which exists that you oppose to define reality for you, the existing order, your oppressor, whether you fully understand the nature of your oppression or not, if that entity, that thing, that consensus defines reality for you, your reality will always be to be oppressed, because that's all that's real to the oppressor. So you have to redefine reality, what's realistic in terms of liberation, and that's always defined by the existing order as impossible. Be clear. That point of clarity you can work out in terms of consciousness in an infinite number of directions, because it's all dots. All of these points of oppression and opposition all connect to one another. You cannot disconnect a system from itself and have a system, and the oppression, the nature of the oppression, is systemic, both in terms of consciousness and in terms of application. But as a practical model, I'll return a compliment. I'll offer Derek as being a, not the, but a practical model. How does it go in Frank Zappa's song? When I first met Derek Jensen, I was not impressed. There was no reason to be. Hadn't done anything. He had an idea. He said, I want to interview. I'm doing this thing. I want to collect these interviews. I want to see how people relate these issues to one another, group to group, person to person, movement to movement. And I want to put that out there so people can examine it. All right? Fine. It's a good idea. Cost me a little to participate. He comes to interview me. We do an interview. Took about, 4 hours? It was a long one, as I recall. You had a lot of tape when you left. Then I didn't hear from him anymore. Well, that's not unusual. Fine. We had a conversation. Nothing much ventured, nothing appreciably gained for a period of time, but nothing lost either. So what?